Well, welcome everyone. We're glad you've made your choice to be here this morning to fellowship together here at Life. I hope the Lord will be refreshing your souls and pouring in his ministering of wholeness and life in a fresh way again today. I'm glad for the anchorage that we have in Christ Jesus, aren't you? He is the anchor in these times that we live. I'm glad for the covenant God that we believe in, that we serve, aren't you? He's a covenant-keeping God, a covenant-making God. He keeps his promise. Sometimes we're not quite sure how that promise all works itself out. I've been thinking the last couple of weeks on the subject of dependability, such a vital role that this word plays in the effectiveness and efficiency of life. Dependability. Are you a dependable person? Am I dependable? You know, dependability is something we maybe don't stop and think about a lot, but you depend that the person at a traffic light who has a red is going to stop, and you have green, you can go through. You know, it's not that way in every country in the world. Some countries of the world, red light doesn't mean anything. You just go through if you can wedge in. It's not very safe. It's not very secure. But we depend on people to obey the rules at the stop signs, at the stop lights, the go lights. We depend on the person at the bank that when we're putting a deposit in, that they're going to get it into our account. They're not going to put it in someone else's account. And there are some countries of the world where depending who you give your money to, it wouldn't go to the right place. It's a wonderful thing to live in a place where you can depend on predictability and law and order. We depend on people to do their job and carry it out well. It's a wonderful thing to be able to depend that when we get home at the end of the evening and the end of the day, there's a refreshing meal and there's a bed, a place to call home. We can depend that our family's there for us. Most of us can do that. About a year ago, I was in a meeting with the principal or the director of the schools of Lancaster City, and he said every night somewhere between 200 and 300 children leave the school and they don't know where they're going to go for the night. They don't know whether, you know, if they're going to be with their cousin or their uncle or friend, or they don't know if their family's there for them. It's not a very secure situation. It's not feeling very safe or satisfying. But dependability is a key factor for success, for effectiveness and efficiency in life. So how dependable am I? How dependable are you? Causes us to feel safe, secure, satisfied in our lives. One thing that caused me to think about this a lot was I'm working on a project on a house restoration, pretty large restoration project that we have going on a house, and got a number of contractors involved, and a couple of contractors are just not dependable at all, and you know, they tell me they'll be done in 3 weeks, and they don't show up on the job. And I call them, and they say, I'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow they don't show up. And I say, well, we'll give you 8 hours for sure tomorrow. Well, tomorrow they just maybe an hour or two, and they're gone. And just can't depend on anything. It throws everything off. It's frustrating when you can't depend on people's word and actions. One of the guys brought back one of my machines, a sanding machine, and had used it, had borrowed it, brought it back, put it in the house, and I went to use it, and here the whole drum is ruined. And I called him. I said, what happened? He said, I thought maybe you could just use it like that anyway. So it's very frustrating, you know, when you can't depend on people to tell you what's going on and so forth. Are you a dependable person? You know, spiritually, are you dependable? Can people count on you? Can God count on you? Can I be counted on? If you say, I'll be there for you, I'll be there tomorrow. How dependable am I in my duties and assignments, my promises? You know, we're going back to school soon, kids. You're going back to school. How dependable will you be with your schoolwork and with your household chores and kind of coordinate all that and get it all done? Can your teachers count on you? Can your parents count on you? It's an important part of growing up, learning to live together. As an employee, how diligent am I? How thorough am I in carrying out my role in my job? As an employer, do I follow through on my promises, helping people understand what they're called to do, what they're supposed to do? Or do I create a frustration in that because I'm not dependable in what I'm expecting and what I'm communicating? You know, along these lines are great causes for either frustration or great satisfaction in our lives. So as a parent, am I dependable to offer the nurture and the admonition, walking alongside my sons and daughters with love and affirmation? Even when times get tough or busy and challenges get uncomfortable, am I still dependable as a parent, as a friend? As a son or daughter, are you dependable? Can you be depended on, whether it's your curfew, young people, whether it's your curfew, or the privileges that you're given? Can you be depended on? Can your parents depend on you? You know, it's when the task is fun and exciting, it's really not hard to be dependable. But it's when it's tough and when it's hard and when it's not fun, that's when our dependability gets stretched and I find myself slacking. When I don't want to make that phone call, tell somebody about something difficult or encourage someone in the right way. And I think that's when our sacred honor, the honor of us being a person made in the image of God to reflect his character and his image, should kick in. And the grace of God kicks in and enables us to be dependable and to carry out our duties. Let me read you a few verses about the God that we're called to reflect and his faithfulness to us. And these are just words of encouragement, and I hope they will bless your souls. I'm just going to pick out a few verses here in Isaiah 54. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth he will be called. It may seem that I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah unto me, says the Lord. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more cover the whole earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth or rebuke you anymore. For the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. That's our God. That's our covenant-keeping God. That's a God who is faithful, dependable. There, when it seems like he might not be there, he is there, and we can count on him. We're called to emulate him. So, just an encouragement to all of us to walk in that way. And from the superintendents of Sunday School, I just want to bless you all who have been such an important part of the Sunday School teaching program in the congregation here. You've been able to count on you. You've been a great blessing to each other in whatever place you serve. So I just want to affirm all the teachers and thank you for your role over the past year. It's all part of making Life Fellowship a meaningful experience, of being a blessing, of enriching our spiritual walk. I know that teaching involves investment of time and dedication and energy, some sacrifice. And I just applaud you, and I thank you as teachers for that work. The work of God is a corporate effort. We come here Sunday mornings expecting to be blessed, to receive, and to be encouraged. But if no one would carry out those roles, whether in the Sunday school or the preaching, teaching, worship experience, there'd be a lot of disappointment. I think we'd be frustrated if people wouldn't carry out their roles. So I thank you, and I bless you for that. So we as superintendents, we depend on you. As a church, we depend on each other. The church depends on you as teachers, and God depends on you to carry out your roles. The body of Christ is built and constructed as many people blend their giftings and their callings and their volunteerism to serve. So I kind of say all this to say that September is a month of new beginning and in the Sunday school year. And as superintendents, we're all going to be looking for continued involvement from many of you. So whether you are approached to be asked about teaching or whether you're going to be continuing to teach, I'd ask you to talk to God about it. Ask him how he'd want you to serve. And he's depending on some of you. We are depending on some of you. And I appreciate that in advance. Together we will build the church as a place of strength, a place of safety, a place of security where we can open ourselves to each other and our spirits can be taught. It all depends on you. It depends on me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today rejoicing in God our salvation, that Jesus Christ has given his life sacrificially. He's offered himself willingly. And today we celebrate the risen Christ. And on this first day of the week, we join our hearts together in worship of that King and Savior Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the dependable source of strength and love and grace that we find in you. And today, we just want to help each other appreciate that and absorb it more. As we share together in our classes, may we all remember it's better and more blessed to give, as our Lord said, than to receive. So may we all contribute as best we can by your grace. Bless every teacher, every person who has part in this service today, and all those who are participants. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen.